1-800-522-2222 to see why membership pays at UICCU.
We're back here on Tiger Talk on 1410 KGRN. We are live at Grinnell Sporting Goods. Your calls are welcome. This is a call-in show, 236-1410 or toll-free 877-236-6106. Let's talk about some of the other activities. We talked a little bit about sports in the first segment. This is all about all activities. They all fall under one banner. The Tiger Paws did a great job of their performance the other day at halftime. I like to see halftime performances of the basketball games, and when the Tiger Paws do it, that's pretty nice to see. But then they had a competition in December here recently, didn't they?
They did, and they finished. And I'll read off here. They had some of the best school performances that they've had. They had a fourth place in the hip hop, second place in the palm. That was the highest so far to date for the school. They were at second in the co-ed, and they were first place in jazz. So
wow.
Yeah, it was a great performance by them. Coach Molly Lofton does a fantastic job. They work really hard. And, that's one of the – someone asked me one time, what do I like about this job? One of the things I really like about this job is seeing how passionate people are no matter what their activity is. If it's drama, sports, Tiger Paws, whatever, just watching how passionate kids are and their coaches are for these things. And that's definitely one. Those girls work really hard. I was able – and went and watched their competition they had last year that we hosted, and a lot of different schools there, and it was a neat atmosphere to see. And they, like I said, they're in there at 6 o'clock in the morning and 4 days a week, and they really work hard at being good at it, and they are.
I can't imagine that. I mean, a lot of these girls and guys, because on the co-ed, the guys could get in there for the co-ed boys-girl dance, and they get up there at 6 in the morning to do dance routines before school even starts. And like, for instance, when I was talking with Jessica Moore, she's one of the Tiger Paws, and this past fall she got in there at 6 in the morning to do Tiger Paws. She went through classes all day long, then she had practice for diving, eventually qualified for the state diving meet this past fall, and then had to go home and do homework. That is a long day for her. And these kids who do, they obviously love it. They obviously love being on the Tiger Paws, that they can get up there, that they're motivated to get up every morning. I mean, there's some mornings I don't want to get out of bed, but they do, to do their Tiger Paw routines.
Right. They were there this morning at 7. They were finishing up. The boy-girl co-eds were working on their routine this morning. But, you bring up a great point. One of the things that I incorporated this year was a survey to all our athletes, cheerleaders, Tiger Paws included. One of the questions on there, and this was had some of the most interesting data that I found, was if you being out for your sport, if it influenced your sleep habits or eating habits. And so many kids were saying yes. Well, it, obviously, because you're having to get up and go and work all day. And so, one of the things that we're working is how can we address that and help that. One of the things we started this year, Mr. Sini and Coach Faulkner and Coach Smith, high school PE teachers, we did a strength and conditioning class during the day. So the first time ever, kids who were not in the sport were able to do a strength and conditioning class. We'll get their workout in, and it's their total workout that they're doing for their upcoming sport. And they're working hard in there, and they're not having to go to a weightlifting session after school, which gives them time to either work or do something else. So try to utilize our time a little bit better. But like you said, it's difficult because we have a lot of people involved in many different things and trying to find time for all that.
We're live here at Grinnell Sporting Goods. It's Tiger Talk here on 1410 KGRN. Your calls are welcome, 236-1410, if you have a question about anything that's related to Grinnell Tiger activities. What else should we talk about in terms of other activities? The choir had their great winter concert. We aired that, which we always do. We aired that the day before Christmas Eve here on KGRN that afternoon. The drama had a Shakespearean play this past fall, their fall play. I don't really understand Shakespeare. It's kind of all Greek to me. You had a lot of things going on this past fall.
Right. There was a lot of things. I think the other thing, other than that, the cheer squad, the competition cheer squad competed in there. They had their October 16th. That was their first meet at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We had an early morning. Had to deal with some fog to try to figure out if they were going to go or not. But they placed a fourth at that, and I think they were really happy with how they did. And then on November 5th, they had a seventh place for the 3A state for their second year in a row. So did a nice job with that, and our two coaches, good job with that, with Sarah Dolby Albright and Annie Smothers, so all co-coaches, and again, work really hard, and, you know, for me, are great to work with because, you know, they handle things and do a fantastic job. But you mentioned our music. We had some All-State Music Festival participants, David Gilbert in vocal, Robert Clower in the oboe, David Crum in the tuba, and Nick Jacobson in the bassoon. Bassoon. Yeah.
That's so, a tough one.
It was, especially when my lips are dry. But, you know, so those young men and did another nice job and were able to be show that all their hard work because, you know, the time they put into things. And like I said, it doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, track, drama, whatever. Our kids are putting in time and working hard, and I love to see when things pay off for them and they get rewarded for it.
And then coming up, you do have a busy Saturday the 21st at Grinnell High School. You got a couple of things going on that day.
Yeah, we do. And one of the big things is our district state speech contest. And that is it's a huge event. And I had no idea really what it was last year. And Liz Hansen, you know, was telling me what I need to do for this and that. And, oh, yeah, okay. And got there and found out how many people actually show up, how many schools are there, how many participants. And it is an all-day activity. And we're feeding people from beginning till end. And
how many different schools come?
It is. I'm not even for sure how many different schools.
But a lot.
On the list. Yeah, it's double digits. And again, it's really neat to see, you know, kids and parents and the followers and supporters and how passionate these people are, you know, for their things. And it might not be yours, and you might not be interested in it, but it, really, when you step back and look and see how passionate they are, it's a really neat thing. But it's a huge event, and Liz Hansen and Mike Hunter helps, and some of the other fine arts people are participants, and they work with it. But it really brings a lot. It's a state sponsored, so you know we get money back from the state for hosting it. But they struggle trying to find people to host. But the work that Liz does with it is unbelievable, and I don't think people really understand all the stuff that happens behind the scene. And they're looking for volunteers and
what can you say about Liz Hansen?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, first of all, I think the biggest thing to say is, you know, she got inducted to the Iowa Speech Hall of Fame this year, and what a huge award it is. And I don't know, I know it was publicized a little bit, but I think we need to definitely talk about it again because it is a huge thing. And it's like I said, it's, you know, someone might not think it's because it's not a sport, but it is because of the time and effort put into things. It's as big a deal as anything else. So it was great to see. She is an unbelievable person and works so hard on and supportive of her programs and things she does. And she supports many other things, too. But just the opportunity she gives to the speech people.
Right. And in that same day, you have the districts for speech. And then the band performance is also, the band is going to do a show on that same day.
Yeah, they have a Seba Honor Band, and that's, yeah, that was, it's interesting, because being in my office near the band, you know, I hear a lot and get to be around them and be around Levi and Mr. Dressler, it's just really cool to see their progression and listen to their performances and, you know, their practices. And you know, you got kids in there every time they have a free moment, they're in there practicing and working on things. And yeah, like, again, it's a really neat thing, which other people could really realize how passionate kids are for these things and how much time and effort they put into them. And I would love to be able to have some people support and show and help them out any way they can to give them a big thank you for all the things that these kids do.
A player will practice as hard as they can to play basketball, and a performer will practice as hard as they can to do a play or to put on a band performance or to go to one of these speech contests. There's a lot of work that is involved. You don't just show up and do it, no matter what.
No, and our marching band, a Division I rating again for so many years in a row. I think it's some ungodly number of like 18 out of 21, or they've received that. The vocal receives a Division I rate. I mean, these people they're not just showing up. And I mean, these kids are, like you said, are working hard at things because they want to be good. And it doesn't matter if it's the marching band or the 12th night in the play. These people are really passionate about it. And I love the opportunities that we offer at Grinnell High School for these all these opportunities that these kids can participate.
Your call is still welcome, 236-1410. I understand if you don't want to call in, you're afraid of getting your voice on the radio, you can email me, kgrnsports@yahoo.com. I am checking the emails even as we speak, and we will have a question from our emails, and that will be covered up after this timeout. We're live here at Grinnell Sporting Goods. We thank Eric Reese, Grinnell Sporting Goods. We'll talk to him as well coming up here shortly. 1020 Main Street, downtown Grinnell, for all your custom screen printing and embroidery for your team or business apparel. More of Tiger Talk after this on KGRN.
It's a new year, and it's a new you at your Grinnell Hy-Vee food store.